I know of this place. If you stay for a while, you never quite feel the same. There's something about the fresh water and pine revealed by its Indian name. The outcrop stone makes a prominent stand and shelters the forest below. Them north winds whisper a howling refrain, so follow them where they go. Where time is frozen like the hands of a clock that is broken. When you're tired of prospecting in Roman, a reminder from home, you can always go back home.
Woo!
We're on the side of a mountain.
Welcome to the most interesting on-location Portman show ever. With us is young Nick. Can we say your last name?
Yeah, Hazelton.
Okay, Nick Hazelton. Nick Hazelton.
All over. I've got a website and everything. You can look me up. Corvallis Yaks. Nick
He's
Hazelton
a known
Yak.
Man. Nick Yak? Yak Nick?
Yeah, Yak Nick. That's what people call me most of the time, is the Yak Kid.
Well, this is our first recording from our Out West trip, and we happen to be on a ski lift on some mountain.
This is Mount Bachelor, which is apparently a fairly decent-sized ski resort and mountain. And Andrew, we were driving somewhere randomly, and Andrew's like, hey, look, let's go see what the lodge is. We see that the mountain has a ski lift going up and down it. It appears to mostly be zip liners and mountain bikers. And Andrew's like, let's go on the ski lift and record. And I said, what are you, fucking nuts?
This was my entire idea for this entire trip. Spur of the moment decisions, and
that's true.
Not much of a plan.
And I was terrified, but I didn't realize how calm a ski lift is because I've never been on one. I might have been on one once.
Yeah, it's very scenic.
Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous.
It's
holy shit! And I can't wait till we turn around.
The view behind us is actually way cooler because we're currently going up the mountain, which is just sort of like you see the ground in front of you and more ski lift.
But here's the thing: we can't just talk about what we're seeing because that's not interesting for audio listeners. But I have to say, I was thinking this morning, guys. I don't know, Nick. Have you seen this mannequin?
What? Mannequin? No, the one that's in my house.
Yeah, so I got a mannequin last week for puke. And
well, Instagram has seen it.
Okay, well.
That's for sure, because it scared the shit out of me.
Man, I feel like it would have been a lot cooler if we could have somehow shipped that mannequin out to Nick in Oregon and then brought that mannequin along with us. Like, imagine us recording a podcast on a ski lift with a mannequin. Imagine us doing drinks with a mannequin. We could dress the mannequin up. People we meet could sign the mannequin like you would a cast.
Oh, damn.
It could be the greatest memento from the trip.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
That would be very ridiculous.
I feel like we really missed an opportunity.
We sure did.
But this is day three, technically, of the trip. I mean, the first day doesn't count because we got here super late.
Yeah, because that was mainly flying. But now we're just, we were traveling a lot yesterday trying to get from Seattle, get out of Washington State, to Oregon.
Already, this trip's been fantastic. We ended up staying with our friend Mike in Tacoma and his family and had a nice time there. Hit the road yesterday morning and decided to take the coastal route down through Oregon. And holy shit, it does not disappoint. I never did much research on the Pacific coast up north, but it is exactly how I imagined and better. And it was fantastic. Even though it was full of people and busy. Wow. We're like encountering mountain desert right now.
Yeah.
I know we're not supposed to talk about it.
We're getting above the tree line, so just picture no trees.
Yeah,
little teeny tiny
snow
trees
up there.
Now, here's the question. What do we do when we get to the end,
I asked the guy. I said,
didn't he say something about they need to lift the arm?
Yeah, I said to the guy.
Yeah, we got to lift the arm.
I said to the guy, we're recording a podcast.
Don't get the other thing.
So when we get to the top, can we just keep on going if we're not done recording? And he's like, yeah, just give him
the go around.
Like, yeah, another
give them
another
finger
round.
Point circle.
The same thing you do when you want another drink.
Yeah.
And we got to lift this bar, though. Otherwise, our feet are going to hit there's an emergency shutoff.
Okay.
Like when my friend got attached to the ski lift by his belt loop.
Oh, no.
And he was hanging from it, and it went around. He hit the emergency bar, and it stopped. And then he fell like 4 feet.
Ooh.
It was hilarious. It was the funniest fucking thing.
And
we are approaching the end. What the fuck are they going to think of us?
We certainly don't want to be the dickheads that stop the lift. for the people behind us.
No, but it happens all the time.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
And no one's upset like when they get stopped on a ski lift. It's like, oh,
oh, now beautiful I have to scenery and stare at the.
Wow. Yeah. I can't wait to turn around.
It
guys.
Is.
Shit.
Stop. It is
we can't,
fucking
we
nuts.
Can't look at stuff while we're recording.
Well, there are. Well, I took some photos. I'll share those, obviously. I'm terrified of dropping anything off of this fucking ski lift, though.
So, yeah, this trip so far has been pretty fantastic. Listeners, you'll have to deal with the wind noise. There's not too much of it. These mic muffs are good.
I'll try and turn my mic off when I get the chance.
It's very windy up here. But, yeah, so we get into Northwest Oregon, and we're going along the coast. And I was told by a couple of people who live out this way, like, oh, check out Cannon Beach and Seaside.
Oh, yeah.
So we go to Seaside.
They're cute.
And I go,
towns.
We came the whole way to the beach, and it was supposed to be super hot yesterday.
Are they
everyone
see
up
your
here.
Cigarette? Better smoke that thing.
Everyone up here was saying how it was such a heat wave because it was in the 90s and how it was horribly hot out. And it seemed perfectly fine all day yesterday for us. But we get to the beach, and I think, well, we got to the Pacific Ocean. I haven't seen this in like a decade. We have to go in. Well, as we're walking to the beach, it's starting to get cooler. I'm like, it's fucking cold for a heat wave.
Yes, it is.
So we're walking across the hot sand because it's been beating in the sun all day. And we get to the water. Water's ice fucking cold. I've never been in a colder beach before in my life. I got to pull the mask up.
Yeah, because I wonder how that affects the audio, if that does anything.
All right. Well, this is going to be weird. Listeners, you're going to hear us communicating with the ski lift people.
Yeah.
Prepare to unload face masks on. All right, put the thing up. We're going to go around. Cool, they know.
Thank you.
We're going.
We're going to keep going. Thank you.
All right. That was pretty easy.
Well, we didn't pass the safety bar yet.
Don't hit that.
Yeah, see the bar?
Just keep your feet up, right?
Yep. That's,
oh, this is no problem at all.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. Fun.
Okay.
You think they'll let us go around
this
again?
This is so weird. Everyone's looking at... Look at these zip lines. Hey, we should have done the zip lines. Fuck. Too late.
We already spent $70-some on this.
There is a restaurant up here that we're going to eat at on our next go-around. But, yeah. So anyway, I get to the water, get to the beach, and ice fucking cold.
Okay, now vertigo is going to kick in. We are facing the
other
direction.
Holy shit. We can see for 1,000 miles to the east.
Wow.
Jesus. Okay, Puke's taking photos. But anyway, Nick, how have you lived so close to this place and you've never come up here?
Oh, I mean, there's so many places, right?
I guess,
like,
yeah.
You know, I've been...
This mountain for you is like no big deal.
Yeah, right. And like Mount Bachelor is cool. I've never been up here, so it's pretty exciting. But I've been on a couple of skis. Oh, look at this guy. He's freeballing. Hell yeah, man. He doesn't care one bit. He doesn't have no safety guard.
Oh, now everyone can see us that we're going down and people are passing us and we're these fucking retards recording in the microphones.
Yeah. No, but I, you know, I've been all around parts of the Cascade, but yeah, there's so much that I have not explored out here, which is really cool, and is why I kind of like, I appreciate living here, because there is so many things that you can go see, because there's the coast on one end, and then you head east, and it's, you know, all within 4 or 5 hours.
Well, it's nuts. There's deserty areas, there's woods, there's mountains, there's the ocean.
We're looking at all of them right now, except for the ocean.
Close to it.
It almost looks like we could see out
that
far.
Is that an airplane?
Yeah, that is. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. That's an airplane, like, below the tops of the mountains.
Well, I don't see it, and neither can the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, this is a real visual experience right now.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm sorry this is such a shitty recording, listeners. I mean, the quality is probably pretty good, considering.
It's probably all right, but...
I just mean a shitty recording as far as content goes. But fuck you. You're not seeing this. This is the greatest mountain I've ever been on in my life.
If we were good at this, we would have like GoPros on our head.
Oh,
and then we would edit all this shit together. And
we'd make a vlog. YouTube video. I suggested bringing a GoPro.
Yeah. Well, my GoPro is kind of shitty because I broke it, sort of. The lens is not great.
Yeah, I was like, GoPro. You're like, oh, no.
Do you think we're ruining the experience for all the other people passing us?
No,
yeah,
they're talking. 5 seconds. they're looking at their phones. They're probably, I live in Oregon. I've been to 800 of these mountains. This is no big deal for me.
How can this become complacent? Jesus Christ.
Well, people don't have gratitude.
This is the first time that I've been in the Rocky Mountains. I saw mountains in Afghanistan. They were pretty cool. We went up to like 10,000 feet.
Did they have ski lifts?
No, they had mines, minefields, and terrorists.
There's
not quite
kids.
The same thing. But they were very snowy because I was there in the wintertime.
Oh.
And it was colder than shit when you got up to elevation.
Yeah, it's not cold at the top of this mountain, even though there is snow.
I'm surprised. We're worried. We're wearing shorts. Yeah. Nick's in a t-shirt, but he's got pants. But Andrew looks like he's ready to go to the beach.
Yeah.
And we're going to go up a ski lift, and there's snow. There's snow on these peaks. It's scary.
But, so we are actually staying in Bend, Oregon right now. We picked up Nick yesterday. We both got a quick tour of Nick's yak farm.
Mm-hmm.
I was prepared to fight a yak. But, well, because you took us out into the yakster.
We didn't get, the yakster. Good one. I've never heard that yak pun before.
So we went out into the yakster, and you're like, oh, yeah, we'll go up and see if we can get near him. We'll walk around him. And you're like, there's one yak that's really quite ornery. He's the big one. And he knows he's big, so he knows he can shove his way around. And I'm thinking, all right, where's the big one? And I see him. And I'm looking at this big one, and I'm just waiting for him to slowly start trundling towards us. And I'm wondering, when's he going to charge? So I'm thinking, what do you do with a yak?
Well, they got pointy horns, too.
Yeah, like how do you
can get gored.
How do you fight a yak?
With
your bare hands. You don't have like a spear, fucking Toro guy. What's it called?
Matador.
Matador. That's it.
Yeah, no, I actually carry around like a PVC pipe or a stick usually. And the thing is, you got to aim for the nose.
Where was your stick yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't protecting us. I left it behind the gate.
We're doing a podcast. Some kid just asked us why we had microphones.
Oh. Andrew's yelling at us. I can't hear him.
Andrew's headphones.
The yaks are never very mean, so I'm never very worried about it.
They didn't seem very mean.
No, they're very scared of me. It does. So I have an issue with. I don't know if the people that I have handling the yaks most of the time are just pussies or if the yaks just respect me more. But it seems like when I'm not there with the guys, that's when they tend to get scared of handling the yaks. Like, oh, yeah, Prince was trying to mess with me.
Really?
And it's like I've never, except for the one yak, I mean, there are mothers can be mean when they have babies. And then, bulls, if they're handled too much, they'll get testy. So I'm never very worried about it. And the thing to do is, like, if they come at you, aim for the nose or run sideways diagonally sort of towards them.
Okay.
So if the yak's coming at you, you hit like a 45 degree angle towards him, but you're heading off to the right, you know?
See, because you gave us no education walking into this. I had a lot of thoughts going through my mind. And I think this is a good philosophy for life in general. I went out there and I went, all right, if there's going to be an attack, a yak attack here, I just don't need to be the one that gets attacked.
No, yeah, I promise that I will be the one that will get attacked. Well, if we're in the situation, I will hit the yak for you guys.
No, I don't want to get into a foot
than
race.
The fat guy.
A yak can win a foot race. I guarantee you, when you see something that big barreling towards you, you do kick into another speed.
Well, we should explain
just
that
adrenaline speed.
They're not as big as cattle. They're like a decent size.
They're
big
like
dog.
Small cows like that smoke pony. Too much pot and listen to too much reggae and like, grew their hair out too long. Yeah. They're like cows that got stoned.
They're going to zip line.
Oh,
holy
my God.
Holy shit.
Those zip liners are moving.
Wow. And it went down the entire mountain. I've never seen anything like that before
insane.
In my life. Jesus.
That sounds so scary.
Sorry, we heard a noise to the right. We looked, and there were people just flying across the sky. Wow. We're just watching them. Anyway.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So walking up to
that's
these
yaks. That's a real zip line.
I just thought, okay, what's the plan here? The plan is don't show fear. Don't be fearful.
Oh, absolutely.
And I thought, that's the way to approach anything. The most fearful person is the one that gets attacked or, slices their hand open on a fence.
How dare you?
Or, what have you. So just go in and make sure those yaks can see some confidence.
I don't like you attacking my fence climbing ability. I do regret. I didn't get a picture of the yaks. I really fucked up there.
Damn.
Because
we were kind of in a hurry.
We were towards the end of the day of, traveling.
We still had 3 more hours.
And my camera was still in the car and my phone was in the car. And it was kind of last moment. We were like, oh, let's go look at the yaks, because I'd never seen a yak up close. And, I fucked up there. So, sorry, listeners. You're just going to have to Google yak if you want to know what they look like.
Look up Nick Hazelton.
I would think Nick's yaks probably look like most yaks.
Yeah,
definitely. You don't have special yaks?
No, they're the same breed as anybody else's around here.
Oh, we're going to eat some. We got yak burgers.
Some thawing out.
I look forward to trying yak burger. I've had buffalo. I've had beef, obviously. What other crazy meats? Elk? I haven't had elk.
Ooh, elk's
I bet
good.
There's elk up here somewhere.
Oh yeah. Actually, I do know a place that sells yak. Or I mean elk. Elk and yak here.
This is the kind of place where you would find a fancy what do you call them? Meatery?
Yeah, like a steakhouse, I guess. There's a lot of steakhouses
deli?
Around.
Butcher?
Yeah, I don't know about very many butchers over here because I don't, you know, I know a lot of butchers in the valley, but there's got to be a bunch. There's a lot of, I think there's a lot of cattle ranchers, especially as you get into the more like high desert plain land. Because, I mean, this is just trees where we're looking.
Well, Bend is a decent sized city for being out here kind of in the middle of nowhere. And that's where we're staying. Ooh, a car alarm.
Yeah, now we're gonna hear a car alarm going off for the next 5 minutes.
But anyway, where we're staying, I don't know much about it. I was there for work a couple of years ago, but I didn't get to explore too much. And we've just driven through it a little bit today, and it's a super nice little city or big town.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I would describe it as the home of young, active lifestyle hipsters.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably neck beards and stuff going on, but it seems like everybody there probably works out or skis or mountain bikes or road bikes or something.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That is the stereotype that I.
It's a nice stereotype.
Like, that's a. Yeah. No, it's impressive. It's an impressive little city, I guess. It definitely has developed a lot in the last decade, and especially the last 5 years, it's gained like what I would consider popularity in Oregon, you know. It
yeah,
seems like when I was younger, people didn't talk about Bend as much. But now it has a lot of industry moving in. Like the company that my dad works for, they have a lab and shit there. There's a lot of technology moving in. Andrew keeps correcting my microphone.
You got to keep that
microphone. Well, I'm the only one who has headphones in. So.
So you can tell. You can tell the different shit.
Yeah.
No, but Bend, yeah. I'd say that's right about Bend. Everybody that I know that lives in Bend does something outside all the time. That's why they live out here. They
all right,
ski
we're ready to do a loop?
Yep. So what's your...
Are we allowed to go again?
Yeah, we're going to go again. I asked him. I had the discussion with the guy.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, this guy knows.
Yeah, he was here before.
What are your top three favorite
things
about
loop,
living out
please.
Here?
We're doing a
loop, please. Well, can I make them all nature?
yeah.
No, I guess that I really like the climate because I'm an avid forager and mushroom hunter.
Uh-oh.
That's what I like to do. So having the... being in a wet environment, especially out where I am in Western Oregon around Corvallis.
Sorry, we separated her from her bike.
Oh, no. No, she'll be okay.
There's a dude. Right. I don't know why people.
But yeah, I like that aspect because
everyone's wearing a
face
mask.
Where I live is green.
Right? I'm not paying attention.
Oh, we didn't wear the masks at the bottom. Oh, well.
Oops, they didn't give a shit. We're covered up by microphones.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Catching all the spittle anyway. But yeah, so that would be my first favorite thing is the climate. I like the diversity because we have a hot, dry summer, and then we have a wet, kind of gray winter.
It's not hot, man.
Okay, it's not hot. Not hot compared to the east, especially where you guys live. It's definitely not humid much. Like this year has been the rainiest, wettest, kind of hottest summer we've had as far as I remember. And you know, the high is like 93, like maybe it hit 100 last month. But yeah, I would say climate's my favorite thing, mostly because it makes it easy to do agriculture and grow food. But then I also like the proximity to different landscapes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like just going anywhere. Like we didn't explore Washington too much, but even driving through there, I heard there's a lot that's super nice north. I mean, the sound is amazing up there and all the crazy coastline. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to explore that. We got a little bit of that.
For those that don't know, the sound is what they call that body of water around Seattle,
Puget
right?
Sound, yeah.
Yeah, between like Seattle and Vancouver.
Because you're like, the sound there is amazing. It goes all day long.
But
if anybody asks, we're going to tell them that we're a podcast that only records
on
ski lifts around the nation.
Yeah, so we were like, we do reviews
of
ski lifts.
All of our listeners are called liftiners.
Nice. That's what we're here for, that kind of comedy.
Now, I guess my third favorite thing about Oregon is probably the people. Like, people are just pretty nice.
Okay, so that's interesting, because as we were driving out of Washington yesterday, I noticed, one, none of these people have any respect for the left lane.
Yeah,
two,
yeah.
Since I've arrived in Seattle, nobody I've dealt with in any kind of, you know, business capacity, like exchanges, was in a hurry.
Yeah.
Everyone fucked up every opportunity they could, it seemed like. And three, I feel like everyone out here is blessed with this incredible landscape and geography and topography and all of that. And the coastline, it's just unbelievable. But it seemed like it was just shitty people. Like, you're cursed with shitty people out here. Because from our perspective, we just hear the news and it's like, yeah, Seattle, that's a bunch of evil you know, tech super geniuses, you know, Bill Gates and his people.
And hobos.
Homeless people, yeah.
Homeless people. And now Chaz Chop. And then Portland is fucking on fire. And it's like, all these shitty people are just, you know, they don't deserve this incredible landscape. And it's just filled with shitty people.
And the week before we came here, there was some story came across my Twitter feed about Antifa doing something in Bend.
Yeah, there is a big thing in Bend. This is the last
week. And I was like, oh, God. What are we
going
to do?
Yeah, I mean, the media totally blows it up with shit going on in Portland and even here in Bend. Like, the thing that happened is, like, some custom agents grabbed a dude or two people, two migrants, and then people freaked out about it and had a protest. And, I don't know exactly. I just don't get into the politics, especially if it doesn't involve me. But it's definitely not nearly as hectic as they have made it sound recently.
It's a great point, like, when you watch the news, that's all you get is one perspective, and you don't really understand what's going on. You think it's far worse than it really is. And until you actually get out here, like, I definitely had anxiety about, like, well, what's this, you know, what's Portland going to be like? Portland is all of Oregon, right? And so we're driving around, and I see Trump signs, I see rednecks, and that's right. Oregon and Washington.
Well, yeah, because you're like, oh my God,
state.
A Trump sign. I go, it's a giant rural state.
Well,
yeah.
it's that's how the, you know, social media and regular media infect your brain where you just, or maybe it's just me, but I think it's pretty common with most humans, is that you see a very, 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 like, myopic view. We might not be recording. Myopic view of what it's really like in an area. And, you know, maybe it's not as bad out here as we thought. Are we still
totally
recording?
Yeah, we are.
Thank God.
Well, the screen is impossible to see in the direct sunlight.
We're in direct sunlight. This is a terrible place to record.
It's fantastic.
It's beautiful.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah, it's kind of
fun. I wish I had a ski lift in my backyard. I would just ride it all the time.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This is like the porch swing.
Yeah, this is
cranked up to 12.
Right, yeah. Yeah, this is God's porch swing.
Yes, it is.
Or a good name for the episode. God's porch swing. At least this part of the episode.
Perfect. Yeah. Not too shabby. How many times are we going to go around, you think?
Oh, I think this is the last one.
He's like, we're going
to
get off at
the
top.
Yeah, because we got other shit to see, and we can record in the car, we can record while we walk, we can record anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that we, now that we're on the ski lift, we just keep recording until they kick us off like 6 hours later.
Yeah, that would be all right, but that would also, you know, kind of fuck up our vacation.
That would kind of ruin the trip, yeah.
But quick plan. When we get off, I'm just going to stop. And then we all just hold on to our mics and walk off, because I'm not going to try and bag all this up.
Well,
we're done recording.
One issue you should be aware of is one of these cords is like 12 feet long or something.
That's
shit.
Fine.
So hopefully you can gather them all up.
Yeah, Nick, you take a fistful of cord.
Okay.
I figure like we should be able to figure out how to jam all that recording shit into this little bag.
Okay, you're right. So right you can now, do it with the bag to open.
Yeah.
We got another minute or two. But okay. So today we're headed down south out of Bend to Crater Lake. We're going to go check it out, maybe do some hiking, and just, again, see what we see along the way, like this fucking mountain and this fucking ski lift and this restaurant at the top of this mountain at the top of the ski lift.
Yeah.
And after that, we're going to keep on driving our big luxury SUV, which we'll get into details on that later. I'm kind of upset about it. and then tomorrow, we are driving further east. We're dropping Nick off somewhere to the northeast of Bend, and Puke and I are literally just taking a crazy mountain drive and sleeping in the car, or who knows what.
We don't know what's happening.
We really don't know.
No money, no plan.
A little bit of money.
We need some money, I guess.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to that. We're driving into the rockiest of the Rockies in Idaho. And, man, as we're going up the ski lift, I'm looking at these bike trails going down.
Yeah.
And these cool little turns and jumps and hops. And I really want to do it. Because I enjoy skiing. I enjoy little hops and twists and all of that. I don't like moguls.
Oh, no.
But
this mountain biking shit I could do way easier than skiing.
I would enjoy the shit out of this. And I have a friend, Kelsey, who does nothing but this. I'm going to convince her to take me out one day and like teach me how to do it. I'm just bummed I didn't like stick with it as a kid, because I used to, you know, kind of mountain bike. And
look
like
forward
BMX
to Andrew smashing his face.
Oh, yeah.
Open.
I'm going to fuck myself up somehow. I'm never going to get to the point where I can do backflips, though.
Oh, that's
God.
Oof, that's insane.
Right.
These rocks are real scary. I don't want to fall out.
Yeah,
of this
right.
Thing.
Oh, it's definitely we're dead if
you would
fall.
Break many.
I'm just thinking about falling on the mountain bike on these rocks.
Mm. Yeah, they're all like lava rock too, all scratchy. They would really tear you up.
Yeah, it's dangerous stuff.
And for those of you in the Northeast, for some context, Mount Washington in New Hampshire, which we've talked about at length. The summit on that is like, what, 5,200 feet?
6,488.
Oh, okay. So
I have a mug that I got once when we were up there, so every time I drink out of it, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
So the base of this ski lift was basically like 6,800 feet.
Yeah.
Before we went up. So we drove up and up and up to get here. And then before we even went up the mountain part of the mountain, we started at 6,800 feet.
And there's more mountain.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot more mountain beyond.
A lift way over there.
Yeah, we're approaching the top of this lift, but there's another mountain that's like another 1.5 times of what we've gone up.
Well, I think we should get prepared because we have to put on masks.
All right.
Jams. Mm-hmm. I got a bag. I got two bags.
And that's going to save the recording, too, before the batteries die.
Good idea.
Bye.
Time.